I'll be doing with the head coach at North Carolina A&T, Vincent Brown. Good morning, Coach Brown.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Good. I hope the bye week was good to you and you enjoyed it. Just talk about we talked a little bit last week about just the need to heal up, if nothing else. How did you guys make use of it?
We spent the bulk of our time kind of focusing in on us and getting our younger players some quality reps, trying to develop them to provide some depth as we go down this last half of the season. Got those kids some good work. We did a deep dive self-scout wise on what we're doing and what's been efficient, what hasn't been efficient for us. And then we did some recruiting, trying to, look forward to getting the next class of Aggies in here.
How do you feel like the attitude and everything is around your team? Do you feel good about where you are and the guys are excited for the second half of the season?
I really do. I mean, the kids are coming out, they're practicing hard. We have great energy. Our veteran leadership has really stepped up and really kind of kept everything together with, when you're struggling as we have this season, things can be tough to try to maintain things. But I think our kids have done a great job of just staying focused on the moment and the next opponent and how blessed we all are to have the opportunity to go out and compete. And with homecoming here coming up against a really good Hampton team, what can you not get excited about?
Let's since you did the deep dive, let's talk a little bit about both the offense and defense and start on the offensive side of the ball. Obviously, with the injuries to Kevin and some of your top running backs, you've had to adjust to. We talked about it a little bit last week, adjusting some things offensively. Justin Fombia has stepped in and played well. Just talk about his growth and how you feel like he's gotten in sync a little bit with the receivers and some of your young running backs.
Yeah, I think Justin's done a nice job of adjusting to being in the role as the starter, and I think our guys have really kind of galvanized around him. They see what his skill sets are. We've tried to tailor what we're doing to suit his skill set. I think we did a little bit better job our last game of utilizing some different playmakers that we have within our program and just finding a way to be efficient on first down and ultimately about trying to score points.
What did you see when you did that deep dive on offense? What do you feel like you like about how things have gone offensively and what is sort of the focus? I mean, you mentioned it trying to get some of those other guys involved, but what would you like to see more of here in the second half of the season?
Yeah, I'd like for us to be a little bit more balanced. We started out the season with a very strong running game, and then through the attrition of guys going down, we haven't been as effective running the football. We've had a few more explosive plays in the passing game, but I truly believe in order for us to win down the stretch, we need to be a little bit more balanced in what we're doing. We need to take advantage of, great field position. We need to take advantage of every opportunity we have to score points. And so that's been the primary focus offensively, and then defensively, literally going back and fixing, our coverages, making sure our younger guys understand what their responsibilities are, cleaning up their eyes, working on our run fits to make sure we don't give up as many explosive plays in the run game as we have.
Question this morning from Eddie Hughes. Good morning, Eddie.
Morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, Eddie.
Coach, did you use the bye week to kind of cater? You talked about catering the offense a little bit more to Justin in the Richmond game. Were you able to do a little bit more of that in the bye week to just not just Justin, but the other guys that are going to have to step up for the injuries?
Yeah, I think, as our job as coaches is to try to prepare the team, whoever those players are that are available, and get them ready to go in the game and compete at a high level. And we got some different people in different roles, and we're trying to do everything in our power to try to find who our playmakers are, currently, and finding ways to get the ball to them. And again, staying on schedule, being efficient in what we're doing. And then defensively, again, getting some of our younger players in and developing them to be able to go in the game and provide some depth.
You guys went into the bye week, obviously, with that tough loss to Richmond, but did you feel a sense of confidence from the guys throughout the bye week, knowing that they were close in that game and heading into this game against Hampton, that they'll use that?
Yeah, I think, it's hard to say you gain confidence coming off of a loss, but there's a lot of lessons to be learned in every game, whether you win or lose. And what we saw in the Richmond game is that we can compete with every team in the CAA. We just have to do a better job of not beating ourselves. There are a few plays in that game that literally were the difference in the game for us. And so we've been focused on trying to eliminate those mistakes and penalties and things of that nature that ultimately cost us the game.
And coach, this week obviously is homecoming. There's a lot of attention off the field with homecoming, everything that goes on campus here at A&T. Last year was your first one. What did you experience last year, and what are you telling the guys from your learning experiences from last year heading into this one?
Yeah, Jiho is something to behold here. But as I said to our guys last year, and made the point to our team, like our focus is on Hampton, and we're not going to allow all the festivities and activities associated with Jiho become distractions for us. We need to give our full attention to a very talented team. They got two really good quarterbacks that they utilize both. They got a really tough running back in Elijah Burris. They get after people and chase the ball on defense. And so, the festivities and activities, those are for the fans and the alums. Our job is to go out and win the game, and then we'll celebrate afterwards.
Coach, you talked about getting rid of the explosive plays, and obviously the Richmond game defensively, you guys were extremely solid, as you mentioned, except for a couple of those plays. Do you feel like you're getting that point? Are the explosive plays maybe the biggest issue that you're having?
They have been. They've plagued us defensively over the course of the season, and we've spent a significant amount of our time during this bye week of addressing why those explosive plays occur. Part of it is, we just have to do a better job of making sure we're putting the players in the best position to be able to execute their jobs.
Who are some guys that you had some new faces defensively that have moved into starting roles? Are there some guys that you've been pleasantly surprised with that have stepped into more of a leadership role and really helped your defense in this first half?
Yeah, I think with what's happened to us on the back end, most of our leadership has come from the second level, and Terrell Dudley's done a nice job of stepping in and being the passionate vocal leader for us. Javon Armstrong, who's a senior outside linebacker for us, has done a nice job, played a really nice game against the Spiders. And we're just kind of focused on having a collective effort of being able to eliminate explosive plays in the run game and not get the ball thrown over our head in the pass game.
You talked about Hampton and the fact that they've had success with two quarterbacks that are a little bit different type of players. As a defensive coach, as you've started to look at those guys, how challenging does that make to try to defend whoever's in there?
It's a challenge. They're both very capable of quarterbacks. They both can run. Zealous is a little bit better runner than, the other kid, but they're both very capable runners. They both have enough arm talent to beat you throwing the football. They got good skill position players at the wide receiver. They spread you out, make you defend the entire field. And like I said, I think Elijah Burris is one of the best backs in the conference. He's strong, runs behind his pads, and they do a good job of getting the ball to him.
How about on the, just before I let you go, the other side, what do you see from the Hampton defense, and what are you guys going to need to do offensively against them?
Yeah, they do a great job of chasing the football. They primarily operate out of a four down front. They got a couple of really solid players inside, hard to move. got a good edge guy. Third down, their third down nickel package presents some problems. They bring a variety of different pressures, and so we're going to have to be able to stay on schedule and not get into third and long so that they can't dial up all the different pressures.
All right, Coach, you've talked about Saturday. I know a sold out crowd at Truist Stadium. It should be a lot of fun. The greatest homecoming on earth. Enjoy the game and look forward to talking again next week.
Yes, sir. Take care, Rob.
All right, thank you. Once again, for media members.